Stuart looked at her in despair. Did you ever see an Indian paddling along some quiet, unspoiled river with a great big piece of rope dragging astern? He asked.
We could pretend we were fishing, said Harriet, who didn't realize that some people are fussy about boats.
I don't want to pretend I'm fishing, cried Stuart desperately.
Besides, look at that mud.
Look at it!
He was screaming now. Harriet sat down on the twig beside Stuart. She offered him a peppermint, but he shook his head.
Well, she said, it's starting to rain, and I guess I'd better be running along if you're not going to take me paddling in your canoe.
I don't see why you have to sit here and sulk.
Would you like to come up to my house? After dinner you could take me to the dance at the country club. It might cheer you up.
No, thank you, replied Stuart. I don't know how to dance. Besides, I plan to make an early start in the morning. I'll probably be on the road at daybreak.
Are you going to sleep out in all this rain? Asked Harriet.
Certainly, said Stuart. I'll crawl in under the canoe.
Harriet shrugged her shoulders. Well, she said, goodbye, Mr. Little.
Goodbye, Miss Ames, said Stuart. I am sorry our evening on the river had to end like this.
So am I, said Harriet.